This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I have a wonderful memory of a lady with a beautiful name, Belle Errington, who once took time to teach me when I was very young the descant line of a hymn based upon Psalm 23, "The Lord's My Shepherd," to the tune of Crimond. I grew to love that hymn through her and all the beautiful images within it of green pastures, still waters, of being comforted in the valley of the shadow of death, of being anointed with oil along with a cup of blessing running over. If you were to ask anyone their favourite psalm, they will invariably say Psalm 23, this one. It calms fears, it enfolds us in God's love, and we can sense the warmth of God's protection around us as we read it and as we hear it sung. Let's listen to it being sung at Westminster Abbey for the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. King David is thought to have written Psalm 23, drawing from his own experiences as a shepherd boy. In it, it seems that he pictured God as one who was his shepherd, forever watching over him, in the same way he looked after his flock. And it's amazing that it was prophesied that one of his own descendants would come to shepherd God's people in the same way and would be known as Son of David. Jesus himself was of the line of David. In today's gospel, Jesus provokes the religious leaders of the day by referring to himself as the long-awaited shepherd, the good shepherd spoken of by the prophets, God's chosen one, the Messiah, a king even, just like David. At the same time, he was insinuating that they were false shepherds, also spoken of by the prophets. The Pharisees must have been furious. They knew the scriptures well, and they knew what Jesus was implying. Jesus was not out to win friends and influence people, was he? Let's listen to Good Shepherd of My Soul, Come Dwell Within Me, sung by Ruth Notman from the Paths of Grace album.
Good Shepherd of my soul, come dwell within me. Take all I am and mold your likeness in me. Before the cross of Christ, this is my sacrifice. A life laid down and ready to follow. The trouble find their peace in true surrender. The prisoners their release from chains of anger. In springs of living grace, I find a resting place. To rise refreshed, determined to follow. With Christ before me, where thorns and thistles grow and cords ensnare me, though doubted and denied, he never leaves my side, but lifts my head and calls me to follow. My strength is failing. He'll carry me along through death's unveiling. Earth's struggles overcome. Heaven's journey just begun. To search Christ's depths and ever to follow. To search Christ's depths and ever to follow.
So what had these prophets actually said? Jeremiah had this to say: "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture. They have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them." Ezekiel, the prophet, had this to say: "Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock." He goes on to say, "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep." And then he adds, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd." The prophet Isaiah also prophesied, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." So these prophets were declaring that this good shepherd would be recognized by his heart of compassion, by his love for his flock, so much so that he would be willing to lay down his life for them, and he would be the sovereign Lord, a king. Maranatha Celtic sing this next hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is."
The King of Love My Shepherd.
So now let's listen to that gospel reading with an understanding of its prophetic background. John 10:1-18. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep will follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Let's listen to a song called "Lead Me, Lord." So what were the qualities of a good shepherd in those days? In biblical times, a shepherd was the constant source of comfort to his flock. He would lead them to where there was good grazing, and the flock of sheep would follow obediently behind him. I've actually seen shepherds lead their sheep just like this when we were on our way to Jerusalem from Jericho. This method is a far different cry from today's shepherds, who send their sheepdogs out to round up the sheep, yelling and whistling at them, while speeding along behind them all on their ATVs. It was not only a shepherd's responsibility back then to guard and protect his sheep, but also to discipline them. He used a rod, rather like a cudgel, which was a sapling with a smoothed ball root, to discipline his sheep. And by throwing the rod, he could drive a sheep away from a dangerous plant. By reaching out with his staff, he could pull a sheep to safety or guide it to where he wanted it to go. He might even beat his rod and staff together to make a loud noise and chase off danger. He also used slings and stones to drive away a bear or lion. It was his duty to keep his flock on the move to better pastures, so that the previous pasture could have a chance to recover. So on the journey past gullies and chasms and dark valleys, the sheep would have stayed close to him, and they wouldn't have been fearful as long as he was guiding them. These shepherds knew their sheep, and their sheep recognized them. Consequently, shepherds knew their sheep well. They knew instantly when one was missing or in trouble. Here's a song which I wrote based on Psalm 23 for my daughter who was going off to India to work in a hospital there many years ago now when she was 18. She wanted experience for a future career as a doctor. And as I wouldn't be there for her where she was going, I would pray for her every day using this song. I imagined her walking through each verse until I had no more anxiety. Perhaps you might use this song as a prayer today for yourself, for someone near and dear to you. It's called May Your Blessing.
May your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. May you lead them in your truth and in ways of holiness. In the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. Before them in their battle, in their toil, anoint them with your healing, pour over holy oil, and let their cup of gladness like a torrent overflow. May your graciousness and mercy follow them wherever they go. I offer them, I offer them, I offer them.
us to do as the flock of the Good Shepherd is to recognize him, follow him, trust him, and know him. It's as simple as that. At a house party one evening, when all the guests were there to have a concert, they all took their turns in singing and telling funny stories, reciting poems and reading from passages from favourite books. One guest there at the party was a famous Shakespearean actor, and he surprised everyone by stepping forward and reciting the 23rd Psalm. He was so word perfect, and his deep voice was so rich that everyone clapped to show their appreciation. In the far corner of the room where the party was sat an old priest, who, when he was invited to take part in the concert too, protested, saying he was far too old and his voice was shaky. Besides, he added, "I can't sing, and I don't have a story to tell. I'm very forgetful." "Surely you know a psalm," they all cried out. "I do know the 23rd psalm," he said, "but it's already been recited." After some persuasion, he reluctantly agreed to take part and rather timidly cleared his throat and began the same psalm. When he had finished the psalm, everyone fell silent, and so he sat down. Suddenly the room erupted in applause. They gathered round him to congratulate him. They'd been so moved by his words. The Shakespearean actor then approached the priest and called for quiet, and in all humility said to the crowd, "I may know the 23rd psalm, but my friend here has an advantage over me. He knows the shepherd." Do we know the shepherd? If any phrase at all stands out in our Bible reading today for me, it's this one. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." It speaks of a shepherd who is at one with his flock. Here there seems to be a two-way understanding, a real communication which may or may not involve words. There's also an element of trust, even affection, between them. So let me ask once more of us today, do we really know him? Shall we end today's programme with a prayer for those who would love to know him? Gentle Jesus, compassionate and caring Good Shepherd, help us to follow you faithfully. Strengthen us daily with your love and guide us along life's difficult paths. Keep us free from every evil, protect us from sickness and danger, and lead us to serve you with all our minds and our hearts and our souls. Amen. We're going to end with a hymn which is probably everyone's favourite version of "The Lord's My Shepherd," sung here by Stuart Townend. So it's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and from my technical assistant, Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure day. and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the end.